Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Very pleased to have on the phone with me now Republican Representative Mike Shirkey of Clark Lake. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm doing just fine. Thanks for calling.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure to speak with you. Always love to get your perspective. You and a fellow representative from the Jackson area, Earl Pileski, are doing something I think is very interesting. Coming up next week, June 28th, next Tuesday, you're going to have a town hall meeting on the controversial proposal to build a new bridge to Canada. Why this format? Why did this seem like a good idea to you?
Well, because we're having a lot. I can speak at least on this topic, I think similarly for Representative Pileski, but we're having a lot of our constituents ask us questions about, they're either ask us questions about where do we stand on the bridge, or they make definitive statements about where they stand on the bridge. And when I ask them some questions regarding how they arrived at their conclusion, they're a little shy in facts. And, it's mostly based on what they may have heard from somebody else. And so this is a complex topic. And we thought, what better way to do it than hold a forum where both sides of the argument are on the same stage at the same night, being moderated in a non-hostile environment where anybody can submit, their questions. And I think, we'll all learn something in the process. I met with Lieutenant Governor Kelly this morning on a different topic, and he's doing his best. He didn't make a firm commitment yet, but he said, I'm going to do my best to be there. And he is, quite frankly, the best spokesman for the governor's side of that equation. And so I'm glad about that. And then we'll have somebody from the Ambassador Bridge there that is equally passionate about their side.
Well, and therein lies the rub, I guess. It's with the media blitz going on both sides of the issue. We certainly heard a lot about it coming out of the Mackinac Policy Conference because all sides were there as well. And both sides seem so far apart on the information. Bringing everybody together seems a pretty clean way to try to get at what we're actually taking a look at here.
Yeah, and outside of the hearings that are currently going on in the Senate, I know of no other venue that's been offered so far that actually has both parties, again, in the same room at the same time and so forth. And frankly, I'm not even sure they're doing that at the Senate. I think they may be testifying, separately. We're kind of proud of this. And in fact, we were going to hold it in the county commission chambers, but the response has been so overwhelming so far, we had to move the venue to the Jackson High School auditorium because we're expecting a pretty good crowd.
Well, I was going to mention the Senate hearings going on now, being chaired by Senator Mike Kowal, and where he's prepared to ask the Senate for subpoena powers if he doesn't think he's getting to the right answer. So the subject has been contentious right from the beginning.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that it should be contentious. I mean, both sides are very passionate about their positions. And to be honest with you, Cheryl, there's a number of my colleagues in the House who spent an enormous amount of energy and emotional collateral and political capital opposing the original direct bridge. And quite frankly, it's apples and oranges comparing the direct bridge to the proposal that the governor is making now. That is not to say that I have weighed in and I'm promoting it. I'm just saying it's difficult, I think, for some of my colleagues to be fully objective on it because they invested so much to oppose the original one.
Well, I think it's interesting you say it's apples and oranges from the Detroit River crossing bridge to the new international trade crossing, and we can get lost in semantics a little bit, but the changes are dramatic.
Yes, they are, and they're complex as well. My primary concern, is to make sure that there's little or no risk for Michigan taxpayer liability from an operational standpoint. I can understand the model and how it can be done to execution and build of a bridge that can be have minimal, if any, taxpayer liability, but I'm primarily concerned from an ongoing operational standpoint.
I have to, of course, ask your position at this point, you may not have finalized that position yet, on the bridge being either privately or publicly funded.
I'm just glad I don't have to vote on it today.
That's a good answer. That tells me, speaks volumes. So you're planning on learning at this town hall forum as well.
As a matter of fact, Representative Pileski and myself will not be speaking. We're hosting it, but we are energetic listeners, as well as what we think our constituents are as well.
And I find it fascinating that at this point, even it wasn't announced that long ago, you doing this town hall, that you're having a big enough response that you're needing to go to a bigger venue already.
Yeah, well, I think that tells you that now that we've gone through the tax reform and budget process, that the governor has, on his own, elevated this to a high level of importance, and people are paying attention, and that's all good stuff.
Well, and I would agree with you there. Now, the timeline has come into question. When I had Senator Mike Kowal on, as I mentioned, who's chairing the hearings on about this last week, he's kind of hard-pressed to see how this can possibly get done in the month of June. I mean, we're coming up on the last week of it here shortly. What are your thoughts on the timeline?
Well, I'm not sharing either. Of course, I'm not involved in the Senate side, and of course, my good friend Representative Paul Opsmer will be taking it up, I believe, if and when it gets to the House. But this is a complex enough topic that I frankly have a hard time seeing it getting done by, in my mind, it's nearly impossible for it to be done by the end of this month. And I think, I don't know for sure because I didn't talk to the governor about this personally, but it wouldn't surprise me that, he laid that goal out there just to see if he could set a high hurdle that we could achieve, go for. But this deserves a lot of conversation, and I think it's getting it appropriately.
One of the other topics I wanted to discuss with you, Representative Shirkey, is redistricting. The Republicans put out maps the end of last week. I know it's kind of early to digest them all, but what are your initial thoughts on how the maps have come out?
Well, it appears to me that they've been done in a very rigorous, robust, fair, and legal way, but they have been done quickly. And I think, Cheryl, going back to the beginning of the year when we started this new legislative session and the new governor, there have been two elements to people's angst to change. One is are the actual changes themselves, but frankly, I think that is overshadowed by the rate of change. And so these rates of changes that we've experienced, I think, has caused most of the discomfort of folks. And I think it applies to the redistricting process because it's been, it's been accelerated along at a pretty good pace. So.
Well, and I love that phrase. The rate of change is causing the discomfort. Frankly, folks are not used to sometimes government working this quickly.
Amen to that. And I'm frankly proud of it.
Well, It certainly is different. It certainly is different. In moving along kind of quickly with these, do you feel folks have been saying, of course, that whichever party is in power, it's drawn in their favor. Do you agree with that, or do you think that there have been some changes made to try to pull a little politics out of it this time?
I think there was some effort made to pull some of the politics out, but I'd be totally not frank if I didn't also admit that there's probably politics involved in the process to the extent that the law allows.
Well, it's kind of the nature of the beast in some ways.
Right. Exactly right.
Just want to get back as we close here, sir, to our initial talk of the town hall, just to get the time and place in again. We're talking June 28th, next Tuesday. And if go ahead.
7 p.m. Jackson High Auditorium.
Very good. Well, I'll be following up with you after this town hall to see how it goes. I think it's quite an undertaking, and I think it's an important one. I thank you so much for your time this evening.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Representative Mike Shirkey of Clark Lake. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.